This is Park Number 8, one of the largest and most notorious scamming compounds in all of Cambodia, just a short distance away from the Vietnamese border. Reports that some 20,000 people could be housed here for scamming. Right now, it's totally empty. It's been abandoned. There's no security. Everything is locked up. Everything's been pulled out of here, including the computers that were being used for the scamming operations. And what once was a criminal enterprise city is now a ghost city. And everywhere along Cambodia's eastern flank, you can find it. All along the Vietnamese border are vast complexes, purpose-built for scamming.
What you see are these enormous towns that only exist to host these compounds. There's no other industry there. Nothing makes sense in terms of why you would build a new business district in these areas, right? So it's pretty obvious that these entire areas have been urban planned along that border, and that they pretty much pepper the entire line between Cambodia and Vietnam.
In Phnom Penh, the scamming model is changing. With pressure rising, criminals are shifting their activities to harder-to-find locations, hidden within plain sight.
If you go from border town, where we know that everything in it is essentially related to scams and human trafficking, that's one thing that we can try to target, and we can try to get sanctions on, we can try to get it shut down. But if every condominium building, every restaurant and every shopfront in Phnom Penh has a risk of three or four apartments inside there being run by smaller outfits, then we don't know where it is, we don't know the scale of it.
We met the man in charge of Cambodia's crime cleanup, who wanted to show us more seized assets from raided compounds around the country, and deliver a message that this crackdown is serious. Cambodia has shown it can empty compounds when it chooses to. The harder question is whether the groups, money, and protection behind them are being dismantled as well